Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Precipitation and temperature play major roles in pasture productivity, and knowing how to adjust grazing to match current conditions is key. Are you shifting your management to meet pasture conditions? Stocking and grazing management are not static things. When production is limited, especially during a drought period, stretching forage resources is in high priority. In contrast, during wet years, grass growth can get ahead of our grazing rotation and lose quality fast. By this point of the year, our pastures have produced the vast majority of forage that we will get. Using temporary electric fence to cross fence can increase utilization, slowing down a grazing rotation and stretching forage considerably during dry weather. This is especially true when plants become dormant due to a lack of precipitation or heat. Typically, utilization seeks to balance animal demand and plant health, but taking more from a dormant plant without damaging the crown has little impact on overall plant health. On the flip side, grass that is getting tall and lanky ahead of a grazing rotation could benefit from flash grazing. Moving animals on and off quickly can help keep plants from getting overly mature. Keep up this fast pace while growth is rapid. Once growth slows down, then the rotation can slow down as well. Speeding up grazing when things are wet and slowing down during dry times is a good rule of thumb to use as we adjust to the weather Mother Nature throws our way. Doing so can help you find the perfect balance in your pasture and animal health. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.